All right, coming up here now on Mornings on the Mall, we welcome Fritz Hahn of the Washington Post's Going Out Guide. And Fritz, you have, I think, what they call one of the coolest jobs in Washington. That's the, because your job is to go out, drink, eat, and have fun, right?
Yeah, basically.
Sounds awesome. So let's ask you, how can you do that this fall?
We're surrounded by all these great corn mazes where basically you just go out and you wander through a cornfield, acres and acres, and just spend time with your friends trying to figure out how you get out of the corn maze. One of my favorites is actually up in Frederick. It's called Summers Farm. You may have heard of them because a few years ago, they made a giant corn maze shaped like Taylor Swift's face. But this year, they're actually doing one where it is dedicated to the Coast Guard, the Marines, the Army. And so you just basically wander through acres of rows of corn, and you try to figure out how to get out. And there's a bridge. There are clues scattered throughout trying to help you. There's a map that really probably won't do you too much good, but it's actually a lot of fun. And while you're up there, you know, you get to enjoy some apple cider and donuts, and just kind of a fun way to spend an afternoon outdoors. If you ever go out and you get out to Cox Farms out in Centerville, is fantastic. They have basically everything a kid could want. You can make a scarecrow. You can go on giant slides. You can pick your own apples. You can go on a hayride basically that is driven by a tractor. It's one of those things where if you're a kid, you just get there and you look and there's so many things to do and you just want to like kind of run around in circles and do everything at the same time. That's just something that I find irresistible.
What about, you know, forget the families for a moment. Let's think clearly about the adults. One of the things I like doing is driving into Virginia and finding these wineries, especially the ones that have, like, outdoor fire pits and an area where you can sort of drink their wine and also eat and celebrate some of these and just hang out by the fire. Any recommendations this year for that?
Ooh, you got me on wineries because I read about beer.
Oh, I see.
Now you're in my wheelhouse. I'm the beer one here. He's the wine,
right,
the beer.
We'll give you a mulligan here. Let's go for beer this time then.
Okay, well, so one of my favorite big outdoor beer places, well, sorry, let me try again. One of my favorite breweries to go for the outdoors in the fall weather is called Vanish out in Leesburg. And the reason it's so incredible is because you have this giant beer hall inside and they make really, really good craft brews, which is fine. But then also outdoors, they have a barbecue. They have people smoking barbecue. They have picnic tables. They have basically everything you would want, a fire pit. You can go hang out and you can drink indoors if the weather is a little chilly or it's a little rainy. Or you can go sit outside under the fall trees and look at the colors and basically enjoy, enjoy being outside while you have this great fall weather.
I actually wrote that down, and I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm going to be doing in the coming weeks.
It's just north of Leesburg. It's really easy to get to, and it's just very scenic, which a lot of the breweries in the D.C. area are not.
With about 30 seconds to go here, if you can't get away from D.C., if you happen just to kind of be in the city, you know what can somebody who wants to enjoy the season do? You head down to Georgetown, down to the waterfront, what?
My favorite thing to do in D.C. for the season would probably be a pop-up bar called Pub Dread, which is on 7th Street in Shaw. And basically, it is three bars that have been kind of put together, and they have a Halloween theme. So you go in one room, there are creepy dolls staring at you. You go in another room, and things jump out at you. There are kind of empty coffins around and headstones. They serve drinks in basically kind of tiki glasses, but shaped like skulls. They have drinks that are garnished with little gummy brains.
Ooh, fun. Very different.
It's very different, and also it's kind of the thing where you can bring your friends and you can take photos if you want, or you can just hang out and try not to be scared.
Well, Fritz, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much. I know, as I said, I know where I am going to be hanging out in the coming weeks. Maybe I will see you there, and have a wonderful fall.
Thanks, you too.
That's Washington Post's Fritz Hahn of the Going Out Guide on Mornings on the Mall.